chevrolet.com or stop into Hart Chevrolet in Dalhart. Okay, I've been telling you, I've been reminding you, I've been saying it. We have some really cool news. We have got some great things going on. Good morning, everybody. 8.05 a.m. on Monday, August 19, 2019. I have some amazing people in the studio with me right now. And for those of you who have been asking, who have been wondering, who have been saying, well, what's going on? What's happening with that other radio station? Well, Velvet's here to explain. What's going on, Velvet?
That is way too open-ended question. Isn't it? A direct question, please.
Absolutely not.
I like to give yes or no answers.
No. So tell us, Velvet, you were out this weekend. You weren't just here to go to the barbecue. You actually have things to do. Y'all, when Velvet has a plan, she's got a plan. And her plan is coming to fruition, and it's a really amazing plan. So what were you here doing?
Well, not my plan. God's plan. And God's timing. But I have been working, as a lot of you already know, because we have the two brand new Christian radio stations that are going to be coming online actually this week. Mm-hmm. 104.5 and the old 1450 AM from 1949 will be coming back live with some programming. We are doing a lot of fundraising. It is nonprofit. By next year, we should be 501c. For those that even want to be listener supported for that sort of thing. The fundraiser that's in town, we're doing a raffle. We have a premier sponsor, which is Ranch Market, who has donated a prize of $500 gift card at Ranch mm-hmm. Market. Second place, $250 cash from Crossroads Christian Radio. I know y'all have been hearing the word and verse of the day maybe.
Every day. Every day.
I'm a little behind. You might not hear a new one yet because I've been running around town, but
that's okay. It's you'll get one with the national anthem, the two things we need okay. the most of. Yep.
Very great. Thank you. Been handing out a lot of the tickets and where you can purchase the tickets. I do want to mention I was going to ask a lot of people to sponsor the raffle, and I didn't even get down my list of people to ask, and everybody I asked jumped on board right away, and I ran out of tickets. So where can you get these? Rabbit Ear Cafe, Ranch Market, Ropes has some, Karen Clay, also First National Bank, Craig and his group, Terrell Jones, and also Matt Montoya. See those guys, and tickets are $10, and there's only 500 of them being sold, and the prize of the Ranch Market that we are sending. We have two raffles going on. We're also going to be sending some tickets for that. They've been requesting to see those, and that's I don't know how you would say that. The prize for the $20 ticket raffle is like a cruise for two, or a guided Bay Area fishing trip at their discretion. So we got a couple of different things going
on.
Yeah,
and that's, and just as a disclaimer,
yes,
we have different prizes going on because we want to support the local businesses that are around there. We are very lucky that we are so close to the Texas border that we can work with them. It's nothing crazy. Now, all that being said about the cruise and the guided fishing tour and all that, it's not an all expenses paid trip. So
up to $1,000.
Yeah.
That's why the tickets are more.
Yeah, the tickets are a little bit more to cover the cost of that. All of the proceeds that will be coming from this raffle will be going towards funding the Crossroads Christian Radio Station. If you've ever met me, you know that I'm always on my phone and I'm always doing something and I'm always talking to somebody. That costs money. So we want to make sure that we can support this new radio station, which is why we're doing the raffle. And it's going to be a really good one. Now, all of this being said, we are not doing the raffle until all the tickets are sold.
Correct.
So who do we need to go to again to get tickets? And they're $10 a ticket for the New Mexico ones. How much are they for the Texas ones once
20.
We have those? Okay, those are not in town yet.
Right.
Okay,
well,
they will be.
Technically, one person, see, I made the mistake of telling people about it. Because I'm like, Texas is big. They can afford this. I'm going to go be asking
everything
people in Texas to fund New Mexico.
Y'all,
so
bless your heart. There
that's
you go.
How this started. I was like, I mean, we're a small community, and I'm trying to create funds any way I know how. and I'm in the lumber business, so I went around, I'm trying to ask my lumber, I figure, hey, a lumber yard, they got money, I'm going to go ask them to support New Mexico. It sounds strange, but...
They did.
They're starting to support it.
Yeah.
But when Clayton found out that I had this other raffle, and that prize could be tickets for two for a cruise, I mean, I brought one sample ticket here, and that was already bought. They wanted it right away.
Yeah.
So we're going to be sending some of those tickets to the First National Bank, actually.
FNB AIM Bank. Mm-hmm. Yep. So don't worry if you want your – you know what you should do? Okay, let me break down what you're going to do. Okay. You're going to go see – what's the list again?
Okay. And by the way, I just launched the Facebook page, Crossroads Christian Radio on Facebook.
Yes. KLMX has already shared it.
KLMX already shared it. Okay, great. It's in its elementary stages, so don't judge me too hard.
Oh, no. We will, as we start to see what fits and where it goes and how we locally can make this our local radio station,
Things
will change. Of course. I mean,
which brings us to
the
other thing we needed to say. There's the programming, when we get it online, and our engineer will be here tomorrow.
Turbo's coming!
Yes, tomorrow and Wednesday. We will have it up. We'll probably have these stations up next week because FCC guidelines, we have to have it up.
The programming
will be transitioning. We'll be making it more and more local. So it'll be just some standard Christian programming at first. It's also the link on the Facebook. Our website is linked on the Facebook. And if you wanted to stream live Christian music right now, he's testing it and he has it up.
You can listen to a sample of what you're about to get all the time.
And what's the website address?
It's on our Facebook page, crossroadschristianradio.com.
Yeah. Actually, Pastor, you can Floyd go here to crossroadschristianradio.org, crossroadschristianradio.com.
She bought them all.
Crossroadschristianradio.net. We own them all.
Okay. So let's get back to the raffle. Who are the people that we need to talk to get tickets?
The people we need to talk to are that has tickets currently. And like I said, the first people I asked got them. It was no, what do you call that?
No indecision. It was resistance.
No resistance, but the word I wasn't like... Anyone could sell them.
It's hesitation.
What's the word? Come on.
I don't know.
Sounds
duplication.
Like...
Qualm.
The people who I chose randomly, I wasn't alienating anybody else, but the first people I... The first people I asked, just we ran out of tickets.
I just had the word and I just lost it.
You know what I was trying to say.
Yes.
Apparently somebody, and Pastor Floyd, if you hear a voice, that's Pastor Floyd.
Pastor Floyd
is on the advisory board. Advisory board members are all people from Clayton, New Mexico, and we have a whole list of advisory.
Wait. Where do we get those tickets?
Oh, sorry. Rabbit Ear.
There we go.
Ranch Market. First National Bank.
FNB AIM Bank.
And AIM, yep, that's how I hear. Ropes.
Good morning, Rita.
Terrell.
Woo!
Pastor Jones. Mm-hmm. Matt Montoya.
Good morning, Matt. I know you're listening. I hope you're having a great day.
Isn't he out of town?
He better not be.
He may be streaming us.
He's out of town.
Okay, then he's streaming us at KLMX.us.
Yeah, I mean, that's what he's thinking about on vacation,
okay.
I'm sure.
That's where you can get tickets. They're $10 a ticket for the New Mexico one, which includes a $500 gift card from Ranch Market, which is a premier sponsor for KLMX Radio. And second place is $250 cash from Crossroads Christian Radio. We don't want to keep it all for ourselves. We like spreading the love because it's all about love. And then we also have the Texas one, which we will get those in very soon, and those will be available at...
I will be sending those to First National. They had asked for 200 tickets. They have 100 of the Clayton Ranch Market one. They're going to get 100 of the Texas one. As soon as I can get back to Texas, I fly out today, and I'll be mailing those. I will also mail some to Andrea here at the radio station.
So you can get some from me, too. We will have them everywhere. Basically,
you see how I volunteered her for that? I didn't even ask her.
I just got voluntold.
And the word you were looking for, there was no partiality on
your
part.
Yes, that's the word. Thank you, Pastor Floyd. Woo! No partiality.
Okay,
I just kind of randomly asked people, and I was just blessed.
We're telling you that we've got this fundraiser, that we've got this new radio station, that we have a website, and that it's up. But this whole thing did not just come out one day like, oh, we're going to do this. No. This has been in planning stages literally for a year. Even before Velvet had decided what to do with the new radio station, we'd already been applying for licenses. Our audio engineer, Turbo, which y'all hear me talk about Turbo all the time, how great he is. He's been working on this for a very long time. All of this happened because a great group of people decided to get together and support Velvet in what she felt we needed. And I mean, everybody I talked to, I'm like, there are two things we need more of. We need to act more, and we need more Jesus in our life, right? That's what I tell people.
It actually started long before that. Velvet just didn't know it.
It absolutely
I've been here 14 and a half years, and one of the first things I did when I hit this town was started praying we'd get more Christian, get some Christian radio on the air, because I grew up near Albuquerque where there are probably close to a dozen Christian radio stations, and when we got up here, there was nothing.
Yeah.
And so, see, Velvet, actually, you've been in line to do this for 14 years.
And you know, actually, it's a lot longer than 14 years.
You know, and I have to say,
because I will have to say, just because we're just going to top Pastor Floyd here, but my sisters and I, from the time we moved here in the 80s, always had asked our father, well, thought it was interesting. We knew he was a Christian, you know. How come we got that radio station? Why don't we have a Christian radio? And it's always been a thing that was planted in our hearts from a very early stage. But
And
before I was born, the Lord had it all planned. So.
I'm from Berlin.
Okay, so I grew up for about 15 years in Albuquerque, and the one thing that makes me so proud, besides the genre of music, you know, like actually uplifting people and getting them out of their rut. What really makes me proud is that this isn't a conglomerate. This isn't a big, huge company like some of the ones in Albuquerque, where they're just giant groups.
What frustrates me about some of them there, like I'm good friends with one who is a station manager at one of the Christian stations there, and when I met him, they were doing local broadcasting even though they were part of this bigger family.
Mm-hmm.
And it frustrated him when they went to the deal of, well, we're going to do all our broadcasting from our home location only, and everyone across the nation, every station plays the same thing. And what I like about what Velvet's doing here is this is going to be local. I was doing three programs on a online Christian station that's no longer on the air, and at 1450 AM, I guess from the 1950s until just recently, just the last couple of years, the Ministerial Alliance here locally, we had a 15-minute program every weekday, and the pastors were on a rotation basis, and then things just happen.
Life happens, and
we've kind of lost that. And so I know some of the other pastors in town are excited. I'm looking forward to us as we progress here getting this local, because frankly I like doing radio type programs. I've got my own little studio where I can produce them, and I'm waiting for us to get the local pastors on the air. Because there's some of the people out there that work on Sundays, they can't get to church, but they want to hear the local pastors.
Yes. Keeping it local, keeping it with community.
Yeah. That's a great segue, because if you're saying, well, okay, what exactly is going to happen on this station, right? And that is why we have developed, besides the board of directors, which is Bear, if y'all hear 97.5, the Bear. My father's wife, my mom, Melba McCollum, myself, and Turbo, who's been in Christian radio for 25 years, we are the board of directors. But the advisory board, we already have 6 members on the advisory board, and every one of them live in Clayton. And they are going to be developing what they'd like to see on there. And so we'll be developing that station as we go. And the people on the advisory committee, so far, we have Pastor Tidmore, Pastor Jones, the new pastor at the Baptist Church, Pastor Perez, Pastor Floyd, who's here with us today. Thank you so much.
No problem.
Father Pettigrew, which is the new Catholic father, and also the youth minister at one of the churches, Matt Montoya. Clayton Gospel. There you go. So Pastor Tidmore is the Methodist. Pastor Jones is...
Oh, put me on the spot. no, what's the name
gospel?
Of this church?
Is it the Gospel?
No, Matt is from Clayton Gospel.
Matt Montoya is from Clayton
I
Gospel.
I would know it until you asked me.
Yeah, of course. I'm sorry. Yeah, I should actually know
it was
that
right
name.
There.
Okay, hold on. We'll
about 4 months ago, I attended the church. It was wonderful, and I know that he was actually pastoring at the Baptist church before they got a pastor. He was doing double time. And I understand that Tidmore also goes to, is it Amistad, or he kind of does two different churches?
The Methodist pastor for Clayton is also at Amistad. It's a two-point charge is what they call it. So, yes. You know, I should know where Terrell pastors. Yeah. Boy, that's
nice. So anyway, the point being, they're the people that are on the advisory board that'll be feeding into what goes on that, and it's important you say, hey, why so many people? But it's very, very important to have accountability. Whoever we potentially hire for that side of the business, and we need the wisdom and the guidance of a lot of different people, and we represent a lot of different churches on this for this programming, and we're very concentrated in the fact of promoting what brings us together and not what separates us.
Inclusion, not exclusion.
So, and we need different viewpoints, and we need to be held accountable for what we are pumping out on the airways that thousands are hearing, and
which
we need to be responsible.
And that's why, you know, it's amazing and wonderful to me that we are keeping it local, but we are keeping it so that as many locals, well, I can't even say locals, but just as many people as possible are able to be there, to have their voice heard, but in a way that we're all heard, not just this one person doing this one way, and that's the only way. I love it, because you wouldn't get that in a big company. They'd be like, this is what we want, just like you said. This is what we want, and all of you do it exactly the same way. Here, we're C-Town. We just do our own thing.
I mean, you're going to hear things that aren't local. You hear things
of
that
course.
Aren't local on 97.5.
All the time.
But some of that is going to be developed by the advisory committee, what we do hear and what we don't hear, and the board of directors in the conglomerate working together. So we don't know what all that looks like, but
yeah,
God does.
We'll get
so
there.
please, I know we got to get
we'll
off
get
the
there.
Air, but I ask for you as a town of Clayton just to be in prayer for the advisory committee. Because when you start to do something good, there is a host of people that are coming to tear you down. So I just pray that,
No. Nobody gets to tear us down.
Right.
I will call them out.
Yes. Amen. But I will say that just keep us in your prayer. And if you're able to support us financially, if you can't support us financially, I just ask that you please pray. That's more powerful than anything. And
keep in touch
very
with
important.
Some of the people on the advisory board. More than likely, you know them extremely well. Maybe not just yet, but in a couple of months, you might be able to go over there and say, hey, how can I help? It's always wonderful to see action, to be there for them. Even if, you know, they say, well, there's nothing really that you can do, but I'm a little stressed. Like, today, you're in my prayers. Sometimes that's all they need.
Yeah.
Or a hug.
It's important.
Really love giving hugs, except for right now it's really hot. But
need more deodorant. I was thinking the same thing.
What are you talking about?
I feel sorry for the person on the plane next to me.
Woo! Okay, so one more time. We do have a fundraiser raffle. It will go on until we sell all of the tickets. We have a fundraiser raffles locally here for Clayton, including a $500 Ranch Market gift card from our premier sponsor, Ranch Market. Thank you so much. And also $250 cash from Crossroads Christian Country. Thank you so much. Tickets are $10 each. We will get all of the information for you on our Facebook page, on our website. It will be on the bulletin board. You will know. You will know. About this. I will make sure you know about this. Before we go, do y'all have anything else you want to say?
Pastor Jones is with Trinity.
There we go.
I don't know why we just lost that, you know.
It was there and then it wasn't.
Sort of like, where's my keys? Oh, where's my glasses? On my head.
Yeah.
I've done that before. It was there until she asked me.
Have you ever looked for your cell phone because you needed a flashlight only to have the flashlight and you can't find your phone?
Yeah. Yes. Or the other day. Yesterday I was watching a video on my phone.
Yeah.
And I was doing something. I thought, I need to get my phone.
Where's my phone?
I'm watching this video on it. So.
There it is. All right, you guys. We're going to get you back into the music. Thank you so much for listening. We appreciate you. Don't forget, we have the $10 ticket raffle going on. And congratulations to Crossroads Christian Radio. It's
Yay!
Coming alive.
Thank you, Jesus.
An entirely amazing group of people are making things happen, and we are so happy to be a part of it and to give it to the community. So make sure you get out your raffle, get out your money, go to get yourself a ticket. If you can't support it that way, that's okay. It's okay. I mean, it'd be cool, but it's okay. Send out a prayer or two and do what you can to make sure this community keeps thriving. Thriving, not surviving. All right, back into the music, y'all. You ready? Are you ready? You're listening to KLMX 97.5 FM.
The Bear.
Clarendon County Insurance invites you in when it's time to renew your insurance policies. Most people have